You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There is a little smoke in the air, but otherwise we'll get the ball game in. Game two of the three-game set, Twins and Pirates. Lineup card coming your way at 12:30 today. First pitch at 1:10, and it is a bullpen game. The opener, Cole Sands, today has had a good run as of late. So once again, Twins and Pirates, game two of the three-game set coming up at Target Field today. Mike Burrows will go for the Pirates, 1-2 on the year. His earned run average 3.63, and once again, Cole Sands will start it today for the Twins at Target Field. And of course, Friday night, big crowd, and they win 2-1. Joe Ryan gets the win. Paul Skeens takes the loss. Skeens perfect through three. Ryan struggled early. Twins fell behind 1-0, and then Trevor Larnach, a two-run home run, and the Twins made it stand up, and they get the win. They're now 5-2 on the homestand and two games under 500, and if they're able to sweep the Pirates this weekend, would go into the break at 500. Right now, we're pleased to be joined in the writer's corner by Matthew Leach. He covers the club for MLB.com. And Matthew, it's good to visit with you. We've been trying to visit here and there. It hasn't worked out, but here we are today. Game two of the three-game set with the Pirates coming up. I hope you're doing well.
Yep. 3 months in, I kind of still feel like I'm getting settled a little bit. But things are starting to feel a little normal and like I'm actually a ball rider again, so that's good.
Yeah, no doubt. Let's go back to Friday night. Skeens against Ryan. It looked like it would be the Pirates' night, but Ryan was able to hang in there, get through five. Twins get a two-run home run and make the 2-1 win stand up. Really a good ball game in front of a great crowd.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Ryan, it was frustrating to watch in the first inning, as I'm sure anybody who was watching it, experienced. It was unlike him. He wasn't really throwing strikes. He wasn't really throwing a variety of pitches. He just kind of didn't look like himself. And you kind of wondered, again, against a lineup that shouldn't really scare you into nibbling, what was going on. And then he caught himself. Two things I would really point out from that game. One was Buxton in that fourth inning. Larnach hits the home run, but Buxton beats out the infield hit and then beats out the double play, and that allows that to be a two-run homer rather than a solo homer, and those are, of course, the only runs they scored. The other thing that really stood out, and it's kind of unfortunate that Correa's injury, though he seems to be fine, took away from some of this in the moment, was that phenomenal play by Deshaun Kersey, where he plays that carom perfectly. There's virtually no time between when the ball is in his hand and out of his hand, and he throws an absolute strike to go from tying run and scoring position to no runners on. It was really one of the better plays I have seen in a long time.
Yeah, and it is a scary play because there is an opportunity for a collision, and I don't think it was a dirty play. I think there was some fans on social media that thought, hey, fan was trying to injure Correa. I didn't see it that way at all live, and the multiple replays showed it's just a baseball play, and yeah. Correa trying to take that throw and get down the tag is in a tough spot.
Yeah, it's just you know, honestly, my feeling is if that's not Tommy Pham, nobody's even saying that. You know, he's a guy yeah. who has a reputation of kind of playing with an edge. Choose your euphemism.
Sure.
You know, but I think that if it were a lot of other people, nobody would have even thought that in the first place. Yeah, I just think he's trying to be safe there. And it just, like, honestly, it looked almost more clumsy than dirty to me. I just think it's a weird play. He also almost certainly was not expecting that ball to be there. I mean, again, to go back to the play that Kersey made, you know, I asked Rocco Baldelli about that after the game last night. I said, was there one part of that play that stands out? And he said, no, there's not one, because every single facet of it has to be perfect, right? He's got to play the carom perfectly. He's got to do the transfer perfectly. He's got to release perfectly, and he's got to make a perfect throw. So to come back to Pham, there's no way he's thinking that ball is going to be there in the first place. So he's probably it probably is an instant decision that he's like, oh man, like I got to beat a throw here. And so, you know, I'm not even sure he has the time to really think about how he wants to go in. I think he's gone from like, yeah, I'm hustling, I'm going to beat out a double, to like, oh man, I might not beat out this double. How do I do this?
Yeah. And what's scary about Correa, his injury history, ankle foot on the right side took the hit, and that's why there was so much great concern in the way he was helped off the field. It did not look good, only to learn later a mild right ankle sprain, not in the lineup today. I would assume the Twins sit him for the remainder of the weekend.
That would be my guess as well. You know, he said last night he was hoping to play today, and they told him that would be irresponsible. I think that, you know, with you, when you've got a pretty good option alternative in Brooks Lee who can play shortstop and hit, and you can either give a guy six straight days off or squeeze him in, I think you give him the day. You know, I think that the thing about the location of that is I think a really key part of the whole thing, not just because of why everyone around him found it scary, but what Correa was telling us was that, you know, one, anytime you get hit in a place where you've had that kind of work done on you and he has a float on his leg there, you're going to feel it in a way that you wouldn't otherwise. He got hit in his other leg, it just feels different. But the other thing he told us was, like, anytime he gets hit there, there's a certain part of his brain that just goes, oh no. And so there is a fear when you take an impact there that, you know, if you play middle infield, you get hit, right? Like, you take impacts there. The middle infield is a contact place to play. And so every time he gets hit, he's not going to go, oh no. But when he gets hit right there, there's a part of his brain that says, oh no, is this again? And so in addition to it being more painful in the moment than it might otherwise have been if it was somewhere else, he's immediately worried about what if this is a recurrence. So all of that adds up to him staying down extra long, him not wanting to push it, saying, let's come out of the game. But yeah, I mean, I do think I saw him this morning, he was in good spirits. He looks like he's moving fine. So, you know, even if he sits tomorrow, I don't think there's any reason to think that is anything other than there's no reason to push it.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Matthew Leach joining us, covers the Twins for MLB.com, joining us in the writer's corner on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Pirates, game two of the three-game set coming up from Target Field. Lineup card here at 12:30, first pitch at 1:10. Chris Atterbury and Dan Gladden and all the play-by-play. They're going to go with an opener today, and Cole Sands will get the ball. And this points to the Twins kind of waiting for reinforcements. Bailey Ober on the shelf. We all know about Pablo Lopez. Can you give us an update on the progress that either of those are making and when we might see them this summer? If, you know, yeah, especially Lopez, well, who knows?
Yeah. I think the first guy on the radar is not either of those, actually. We were just told, and we put this up on MLB.com, Zebby Matthews is going to go on a rehab assignment tomorrow. He's going to pitch for St. Paul. So, you know, my guess is maybe two starts there, and he's back on the first homestand after the break. He could conceivably pitch on that road trip, but, you know, I'm not sure you want a guy's first guy back to be at Coors Field or against the Dodgers. So my guess is maybe he gets two rehabs, starts on the homestand. So I think he's probably the first guy back, but Ober is also throwing off a mound. You know, I talked to him yesterday, asked him, you know, about how that's coming. And he said, the anti-inflammatory medicine he took has basically got his hip feeling good. So now it's about getting his delivery back in sync. So again, I don't think that's going to be terribly long. You know, I'm hesitant to guess, but I think, you know, you're talking certainly weeks rather than months. And if I had to set an over under, I'd say maybe another couple of weeks. But I think we will see him sooner than later. And Pablo Lopez is throwing, which is a good start. But he is definitely farther away. He is throwing, I think he said 75 feet. He's not off a mound yet. But, you know, that's progressing well. But I do think that that's going to be a little while. The good thing with him is, you know, I don't think there's any reason to think that's a tricky injury. You know, it's something that's basically the exact same thing that Joe Ryan dealt with last year. It is a thing that they kind of know what they're doing with, and you just wait till it heals and then you pitch, and there shouldn't be any reason to think that it is tricky, that it has other knock-on effects. You wait for the muscle to heal and you pitch. So, you know, I don't think it's anything like we're not going to see him again this year, but I do think he's the farthest away of those three guys.
And then Matthew, and another guy I just wanted to get an update on, he quickly became a fan favorite, and day in, day out, the lineup could probably use the punch he showed, and that's Luke Kuechel. What's the update on Luke, and when might we see him back in the big leagues?
That's also going well. You know, he is no longer in the clubhouse because he's down in Florida. So the thing there is, when you've got something like an arm, a wrist, a hand injury, you know, it's you can take one swing and be all right. What they want to make sure with him, so he's down in Florida, and he's going to be working, basically taking swings in live batting practice, rehab appearances, that kind of thing. He's not in games yet. The reasoning for that is you have 20 days to put a guy on a rehab assignment, and then you got to activate him, and you don't want to start it and pull him back. So with an injury like he has, what they want to do is get him a lot of swings in live with guys throwing for real, but not games that count just yet, and get him a lot of swings and make sure that he doesn't have a recurrence, doesn't feel some soreness, kind of get him through that, because there's a decent chance he will, right? He hasn't swung a bat in anger in more than 2 months. So there's a decent chance that at some point in the coming days, he's going to take 10 at bats in a day and come out and say, you know what, this is sore. You give him a couple days rest. Once he gets through that, then he'll go on a rehab assignment. But again, that's trending really well. I think, you know, you're probably talking a few weeks. I do think that because he's been out so long and because he was somewhat limited in the spring training, you know, and he had Tommy John. So you've got to kind of build that back up again, because he wasn't able to throw for a while with the broken arm. I think they're, I do not think it's going to be like five games at St. Paul and he's activated. So once he is called up from Florida and starts his rehab assignment, I still think you're probably talking 2 weeks or maybe even the full 20 days, but it's trending very much the right direction. And I would think that, you know, rough guess, and this is just me guessing, this is not somebody from the club telling me, rough guess, I think you're looking at something like August 1 for him, but it's trending really well.
Matt, good news. Well, hey, great to visit with you. Thanks for the time before the ball game again, and hopefully we can do it again this summer.
Absolutely. Take care. Thanks.
All right, there he is, Matthew Leach, and he covers the club for MLB.com, and you can read his work at TwinsBaseball.com. And once again, looks like Zebby's on track to return following the break. That is certainly good news. Good news on the Bailey Ober front, and certainly Pablo Lopez. Guys are really going to need it if they're going to stay in the mix in the wild card race and get to the postseason. Quick break. We'll come back, get you up to date on those standings, sneak peek at the lineup, and then, of course, the lineup card. Twins and Pirates Game 2 coming up on a Saturday from Target Field here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.